It is Labor Day, but that doesn't mean that people aren't laboring. We are laboring here at Robin Hood Radio. And laboring and up early in the morning to speak to us again this morning is the Artistic Director for Music Mountain, Oscar Espina Ruiz, who joins us again this morning. Good morning, Oscar.
Good morning, Marshall. This is a very pleasant laboring, indeed.
All right. Well, it's time for us to take a look at what's coming up at Music Mountain this coming weekend, and we'll start off on September the 6th. And this sounds like a very interesting trio, the Bridge Trio.
Yes, they're coming out of New Orleans. They are younger, and this is indeed a trio. So piano, bass, and drums. And, well, each of them has a very strong careers individually and then as a group. They came to New York City. I think all of them have been at NYU or Berkeley. I mean, they are extremely talented, and they have had quite a bit of success as a trio, playing also at Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C. So I really look forward to hearing them. There is quite a long video on our website of their playing, if people are curious to hear them. And they do a really beautiful, beautiful jazz, very, very pleasant, and very rooted in their hometown of New Orleans. So that is on Saturday coming up, so September 8th, 6:30 p.m. at Music Mountain.
And what's interesting, if anybody watches HBO, they were also part of a feature performance in a series on HBO as well, as I recall.
That's right, Trim, the Trim series.
By the way, for Saturday's performance, the Falls Village Inn offers a concert and dinner package, which includes a 5 p.m. dinner at the inn. And then you get to go up for the Twilight Concert at Music Mountain. If you want to make reservations or get more information on that, contact the Falls Village Inn at 860-824-0033, 860-824-0033. Let's move back now to Music Mountain on Sunday and cycle number 6 of the Beethoven Cycle Concerts.
Yes, so we are closing up the Beethoven String Quartet cycle that the Shanghai Quartet has performed at Music Mountain this summer. So yes, a single group has performed or will finish after this Sunday all the 16 string quartets by Beethoven. It's quite a feat. I mean, it's been a tremendous, tremendous experience. I gave a number of lectures in nearby libraries about the series. And so for myself, it was a treat to, you know, to get to talk about this probably most important group of works in chamber music, period. I mean, it's really something massive. And so, you know, I am a musician, but doing this research was really enlightening for me. And people enjoyed those talks and then came up to the concerts. Attendance at the Beethoven Cycle has been excellent. And, yeah, we did 5 concerts in June. And then this Sunday coming up, September 9th, Sunday at 3, we will have the Shanghai Quartet for a 6th time this summer to conclude the Beethoven cycle. And so they're playing some of the latest pieces in the cycle. But we don't have only, we don't go in chronologic order. So we always mix it up. Beethoven music is usually distributed in 3 periods or 3 different styles. And so we always had a piece from each of those styles for diversity, just so that we have a typical Music Mountain magnificent concert. And so on Sunday, they are playing the last quartet of the first set of the Opus 18, La Malinconia. Then they are also playing the Grosse Fuga, which actually was the last movement of Opus 130, but then she was convinced to publish it individually. And it's a huge 16-minute movement that it's basically a fugue, quite amazing piece. And finally, we'll conclude the cycle, all the 6 concerts, all the 16 quartets, with the very last string quartet that Beethoven wrote, the Opus 135, which is actually not like the typical late quartets. It's actually quite light and witty and humorous, the Opus 135, which will, you know, conclude this massive feat with kind of tongue-in-cheek or with a smile, at least. It'll be great. And then we'll have a glass of wine and a reception with the artists to celebrate the conclusion of the Beethoven cycle. So it's going to be a great show. Yeah, September 9th, Sunday, 3 p.m. at Music Mountain.
Now, has the quartet enjoyed doing this all summer? Or was this a hard task for them to undertake, seeing as they have, of course, playing music and scheduling concerts elsewhere? Was this hard for them to do, and did they end up enjoying doing it?
Yes, yes. That's a great question, Marshall. Well, there is. It's all in the planning. Like in everything else, it's all in the planning. So when Nick Gordon and I and Weigang of the Shanghai Quartet discussed doing the cycle about a year and a half ago prior to this season, well, once they agreed, which took us a while because it's really a lot of work, then they planned to repeat the cycle in many other places. And I think only within China they have done the entire cycle in three places. I know that they have played the entire cycle this season eight times, all the 16 quartets by Beethoven. And so that is how somehow they get themselves prepared for such a massive undertaking. And then, well, certainly these are some of the best quartets ever written. I mean, this is great music, but certainly it's quite a tour de force and requires a lot of stamina, probably more mentally than physically. So it's not easy. But, yeah, I mean, talking to them before and after every concert, they have had a great time. I mean, they certainly have had a great time. I heard that you guys are on Instagram. So am I. So I've been posting on Instagram all these photos that I've been tagging as post-concert happiness. And there are a number of those in the green room of Music Mountain with the Shanghai Quartet after some of the Beethoven cycle concerts. So, yeah, I mean, they are really happy. They have enjoyed doing this very much. And I think they are, you know, also in a way relieved that they have done such a great job, because who knows? I mean, you prepare yourself, but you never know if it's going to be a good day or an okay day. Well, it's been, you know, one great day after another. And we expect also to have another great day with the Shanghai Quartet this Sunday. I mean, they are magnificent. They're a fantastic quartet, playing at Music Mountain for 29 years in a row. And, you know, a group that came in as a young quartet, and is now probably one of the top string quartets in the world. I mean, they are playing all over the world, but they remain faithful to Music Mountain, and we truly thank them for that. I mean, they are incredible. So I hope people will come up to the mountain on Sunday to celebrate with the Shanghai Quartet the conclusion of this massive feat of playing the Beethoven cycle of the string quartet.
All right, so once again on Saturday, the Bridge Trio at 6:30, and then the Shanghai String Quartet, Beethoven Cycle Concert No. 6 on Sunday at 3. Tickets and more information at 860-824-7126 or musicmountain.org. Oscar, we'll speak to you again next week.
Yes, thank you so much, Marshall. Have a great week.
You too. Musicmountain.org, once again on the web for more information on all the concerts and goings-on at Music Mountain.